Greetings, this is Cindy Kennedy, and I'd like to invite you to subscribe to the podcast series at www.livingwithlyme.us. This will keep you up to date on all our new releases. Living with Lyme podcast guests may be discussing very controversial topics. The information contained in these podcasts are from the guests' personal experiences and are their own opinions. These podcasts are intended for information. The opinions expressed are solely the guest's own. Please discuss treatment options with your personal healthcare providers before changing or adding treatments. Enjoy the podcast.
Living with Lyme is brought to you in part by Dr. Inspired Formulations, a supplement company offering products such as liposomal artemisinin, liposomal oregano oil, and mimosa pudica. Patients can purchase without a prescription, and practitioners can open a wholesale account and carry the products in their office. To learn more, visit drinspiredformulations.com. That's drinspiredformulations.com. We'd also like to thank Hopkinton Drug. Many people have unique healthcare needs that mass-produced pharmaceutical medications just can't meet. That's why more people turn to Hopkinton Drug, a locally based compounding and wellness pharmacy. Whether it's Lyme disease, mold illness, thyroid, hormone replacement therapy, pediatrics, or dermatology, Hopkinton Drug's specially trained and licensed pharmacists can create customized compounded medications to meet your specific needs. Shipping is available nationwide. Go to rxandhealth.com. That's rxandhealth.com. Or call 800-439-4441. Hopkinton Drug, compounds with care.
Hi, everybody. This is Cindy Kennedy, and you are listening to another episode of Living with Lyme. We are proud to present a really good talk on essential oils today. We are with Deb Jodwin, and she was a regular mom, you know, thriving, doing great, and then she got struck down with a chronic illness. And just like the majority of us that get into this space, we've been in those shoes and certainly know that we need to help other people. Her journey ended up with learning a lot about essential oils and helping herself as well as others heal. So she's going to talk to us about her journey and give us a lot of information on what essential oils are, where they come from, and what they do. Welcome to the show, Deb.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
This is awesome. This is awesome. And Deb came to me via Michelle Miller, who owns the Detox Spa and Shop in Auburn, Mass. And she does help people there as well. So if anyone is interested, please Google her. We're going to give you Deb's website on our website as well, so you can contact her there. Wonderful, Deb. Tell us your journey, because everybody's interested in how the heck we got to where we are today.
How I got to where I am. Well, it started when I was 20-something. I was a new wife and a new mother, and like you said, debilitating digestive disorder. And what happened was I tried to follow everything that my doctor and the specialist and everything wanted to do until it just didn't make sense. And it wasn't working, and it wasn't going to provide any type of, you know, quality of life that I wanted to have with, you know, my young family and all of that. So I did set out on my journey to figure out how I was going to survive, and not just survive, but thrive and live. So through all of that, it brought me to lots of natural things that seem to resonate with the body, because they're not synthetic, they're not, you know, chemically made, things like that. So along that journey, when I did finally find the essential oils about 7 or almost 8 years ago now, it brought me to a place where there's a lot of information, there's a lot of misinformation. So what I try to do is read everything I can. I absorb like a sponge. It seems to be a thing that started with herbs and flowers, you know, gardening and things like that, just kind of brought it full circle. So at that point, you know, I resonate there the most. And then I realized how much that they themselves offer, you know, relief and help and support to the body system. So this is kind of where I have stayed because I'll learn for the rest of my life here.
Yeah, the last, I would say 3, 4, maybe even 5 years, the topic of essential oil has been brought up in many realms, and they're now doing webinars on the benefits. I see things come across my email about what type of oil to use and what body part to help us. Tell everybody what oils are. I really have a problem when people say, oh, they're just snake oils. Well, we're not selling it out of the back of a covered wagon, caravan kind of thing. This is a very, very old, useful tool. So tell us more about it.
Well, essential oils themselves have been around as long as, you know, plants and grass and trees and shrubs and all that have been around. And it wasn't until, you know, you can take that long walk in the woods and you can really deep breathe and you can smell the trees, whether they're cypress, spruce, things like that. And those are the essential oils that you're experiencing. However, over time, man has learned how to distill those, you know, kind of low heat, and you want to do it very slowly so that you can make the extraction and remove the oil from, you know, its natural sources. Some of them come, you know, some of them more expensive than others because it takes more raw product to create, you know, lesser amounts of oil. But without adding in your chemical solvents and some other different things, you're able to extract the purity of that oil. So that's where they come from. There's about 150 known oils that people work with today.
They come from all over the world, don't they?
They do. And it's interesting because there's some similarities. It seems to be that in every culture, they have, you know, a native shrub or tree or something that works with like the digestive system, for example. And so in a different culture, that may be ginger, or, you know, it may be cardamom, or it may be, you know, caraway, or it's just very interesting to me how everybody over every continent has something. And, you know, so there's different ones that gear to the whole body. And you can find them, you know, pretty much anywhere.
I was always amazed when I learned that lavender, you need 100 pounds of lavender to make 1 ounce. It's an amazing feat. Think about 100 pounds. That's a person.
And then it depends on which botanical variety you're going with, because some, you know, they have different properties. Some have more camphor. Some like Provence lavender is got a smoother taste, so it's used in cooking. And so just that one thing, you could study lavender oil forever, and it's different botanical varieties of that.
And you said taste, so we're talking about ingesting. A lot of people think of oils as only something that you can inhale, but there are a variety of ways you can utilize oils, right? There's what, 3 ways?
Yes. So the Germans seem to do just aromatherapy. That is the original inhalation of oils. And today we use diffusers and some of the nice ways of getting the smells, you know, into the room and purifying the air and things like that. The most common, you know, discrepancies are between the British and the French. And the British kind of got their start in the kind of the perfume realm, or just the more the retail type realm, whereas the French had medicinal uses, and they you know, went that extra step with the purity of oils without adding stuff to it to be able to ingest them, whether it's, you know, in cooking, or whether it's, you know, in a capsule, or, you know, something to help benefit the body.
Back to lavender, there are actual companies that actually do put the lavender oil in a capsule, and you ingest that, you actually take that, and it's been found to really reduce stress and anxiety. It works kind of like with your own biochemistry, would you say?
It does. And for some people, it'll resonate more than with others because everybody has their own chemical makeup. So that may be really good. I know, for instance, my husband has used that because, you know, you go somewhere, sometimes there's a cat or whatever, you pet the cat and whatever, and he has issues with that as far as allergies and stuff. It kind of gets his eyes watery and red. And I've seen him with a capsule of lavender. It actually, you know, helps to clear up that in his eyes. So they're not red, they're not watering anymore. And he doesn't have an issue with being in the same home as the cat or the pets or whatever.
Right. And when you say that, you're still talking about putting it in capsule form and ingesting it. We don't want anybody putting it in their eyes. It's not going to, that's going to be a problem. That's a problem. We really have a problem with that one. Purity. Not all oils are created equal, are they?
No, they're not. The perfume industry takes it a step further to get that last drop of oil into everything. So they do use a lot of chemical solvents to, you know, get a higher yield. And then they will take that and then they will use other stuff to, you know, cut it. And so they can get a wide variety of fragrance to sell at a very high price, you know, with just a little bit of actual oil in there.
And this is bad because we're talking about our environment. We're talking about toxins and pollutants and all kinds of things. And if we're adding that to our body, it's yet one more thing that we have to detoxify. So we're kind of, you know, I mean, illness doesn't happen overnight. And we can tolerate sometimes some things, but if we're loading it on our body, we're in trouble. And women are notorious for putting on hundreds of chemicals into their body before they even leave in the morning.
This is true. And then what you have, it seems to me, you know, working with people over the last 8 years, I find people that do use a lot of that stuff, it seems to cause toxicity in the body. And what happens is they actually don't smell as well as somebody that has, you know, used more natural things. So it does kind of, from what I've seen, you know, it tends to clog up your sense of smell besides that.
Oh, it's overwhelming, you mean?
Mm.
Right, because you know what? What's the kind of, it's not FDA regulated. So, but to call it pure or, I mean, organic is organic is organic. That really, as long as it's, you know, said it's organic, there's a seal on it to prove that. That's one thing. But when they say it's pure, that's not necessarily true.
It's a vague word like natural. You know, okay, like there's words out there like I got something pure and natural, but based on the way that you can market something, you know, it's not 100% of that one oil or one something in it. You know what I mean?
Right. And the thing is, I think that with the changes in business structures and whatnot, I think a lot of people are in it for the wrong reasons. And, you know, if you go back to the ancient times, we know about frankincense and myrrh with the Christ child. Those were really untainted, very pure oils, and they were very valuable. That's why it was a gift from the Magi.
Right, exactly. And I think at that time, too, there was probably more availability to them. You know, the trees were more abundant. They had, you know, they just had a better selection, and it was right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not anymore. You know, our environment is not the same way, and the resourcing is not the same. And so, you know, where do you recommend people go for their oil?
I recommend, I mean, the purity is, it's paramount, you know, with anything really. So I recommend that they find a source for oils that will, you know, has the third party testing to them. And, you know, they've had some results with people being able to use them on their and ingest them as well into the body, which it almost sounds like that could be the same thing. When you put something on your skin, a very high percentage is getting into the body anyway. But, you know, to differentiate it would be putting it on the skin and ingesting, you know, through foods and stuff like that. So I do work with a company that's been around for 25 years, and they now own, I believe the number is 16. I may be short a farm or two, but that they, to be able to oversee the purity and the quality of what they offer, and they stand behind that, that's how they do it. You know, they run them.
Right. And, you know, we can say, because we're both part of Young Living.
Right.
And there are others that are very good. But, you know, probably just like you, we made the decision to utilize their products because we really believed in the way they were produced. We believed in the company. We believed in the way they're very, very fair to their employees, et cetera. And you can actually walk into their plant in Utah, you know, unannounced. They're amazing.
Yeah, I have been there a couple of times. I've been to that farm. My husband actually took part in one of their harvests for, I think it was blue spruce and pine. And he said that was amazing. I mean, that was one of those things that it, you know, for a lifetime, he'll always remember being able to be a part of that and, you know, mingling with staff and the founder of the company and things like that. Some things that can never be recreated. You know what I mean?
Right. It's a once in a lifetime thing.
Right.
What are your top, let's start with your top three oils and what are they used for?
I really like to use Valor. It's a nice blend that works to, I work with it in one of the bodywork modalities. It helps to balance out both pieces of the nervous system and kind of bring them together. And you can actually feel that with a client, you know, and you wait for that to happen before you continue. So, and it just has what, it's not, it's universal. Like it's not like a girl flowery smell, and it's not like, you know, guys can wear it, and it's just refreshing. So I would say that's, you know, my top oil there.
And you're using this topically. Exactly.
This one topically, yes. Because, well, it has a base of almond oil in it, but I wouldn't really diffuse it. You know, some of the lighter molecular structure work better in the diffusers. So this one primarily is really good on the skin with the carrier oil because it helps to hydrate as well with the carrier oils.
Okay, so that's number one. What's number two?
Number two, I would have to say just plain old lime oil.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. It's light. I cook with it. I add it into salsas. I add it into
gin and tonics.
Yeah.
Gin and tonics.
Well, I haven't done that. But like air pop popcorn, you know, with coconut oil and lime. I just love that. Very light, simple snack. Low calorie.
Right. And you're talking a drop. These are potent.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. In 5 mL, you have between 80 to 100 drops. And so they're really economical, you know?
Especially the citrus ones. Those are, I mean, you're not, if you're talking economy, frankincense is not a low priced item that's used in a wide variety of range, but it's a higher priced one because of probably the resource of it. It's not available everywhere.
Right.
Citruses are great. They're great aromatically as well to freshen your home. I just hate when people use, yeah, I used to be a big candle person. I just love smell, but I was really disappointed to find out that really it's not good for you. It's not good for your home. It's not good for your pets, et cetera. So using, the oils in a diffuser is just, it's wonderful. I mean, there are some, I will mention that you have to be careful with your pets, but the majority, especially citrus is pretty even. Okay. So we got that. That's two. What's three?
So the third one that I really like is one that it's a little bit expensive, but I do love the sandalwood. I like the softness of it. I just like the cleanness of it. You just can tell when you have a good quality sandalwood because it lacks that like perfumey tinge. You know what I mean?
It's earthy.
It is very earthy and very calming and very soothing. Yeah.
So you mentioned blend when you talked about Valor. Can you explain to everyone what a blend is versus a single oil?
Yeah. So a blend is a few essential oils mixed together appropriately. There's certain ways to blend oils too. You have your base notes and your top notes. And sometimes in a blend, when you smell it, you smell something that is lighter to begin with. And then it may smell a little different as you continue maybe to diffuse it or to wear it on you. And they, some of them are in a carrier oil base. And what that means, it's a heavier oil that doesn't evaporate as quickly, like your almond oil, your olive oils, your, you know, coconut oils, things of that nature.
And then the single ones, you can make your own blend. Is that what you do sometimes?
Sometimes I do. I do a lot of rollerball perfume blends utilizing the jasmines, geraniums, and sometimes sandalwood. Even there, popular blend Thieves, you can, you know, it's very fallish. It's also builds your immune system. So I have a friend who, she just wears that for perfume year round, keeps her immune system going and smells great.
Well, it is clean. And you know, the whole process of using aromatherapy, it's the closest to your brain. When you inhale those particles, those molecules, it's actually going to your olfactory senses, which is your smell senses, which are right next to your brain. So it does have a big impact on that.
And right into your emotions. You can smell something and it can take you back to childhood, whether it's a good memory or a bad memory, or, you know, there's a whole nother piece of it that goes to that realm where, you know, I've heard people say it, you know, oh, apple pie, that reminds me of my grandmother. She used to make it all the time. You know, it can take you from one place to somewhere that seems totally unrelated.
I know, it's a surprise when you do have a scent that really brings you back.
We'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors. Botanical medicines are an important part of the Integrative Lyme Disease Program. Biocidin from Biobotanical Research is a professional strength broad-based program that has been extensively researched for effectiveness as nutritional support in Lyme and co-infections. Ask your practitioner about Biocidin LSF and visit biocidin.com. Master Supplements specializes in probiotic enzymes and fiber that support digestion. Their products provide results that you can feel working within 60 days or a money-back guarantee. Their staff is available to help you decide which products and programs are right for you. Visit master-supplements.com or call 800-926-2961 for more info.
Can you use too much oil?
It's difficult to use too much oil, but where it's so potent, you wouldn't really want to anyway. You know, if you're going to add a drop of two of like oregano or thyme into a sauce or something that you're making, or just add it in for flavor at the end to kind of keep some of the good benefits without cooking it, it would be too strong if you were to add too much. So you always want to be careful and work with a drop at a time, because you can always add another drop.
I know, you can't take it out. I've made that mistake before. You know, and they are super, super strong. But we know they have appropriate properties for certain things. And we talked about lavender and emotions, and you talked about valor and balancing. And we know that we know even if we're ingesting the herbs, you know, the garlic, the oregano, those kind of things are antibacterial and antiviral. So if you're getting it in a huge, pure, and potent way, you're actually going to be benefiting yourself that way. And that's where the thieves comes in. You know the story about where that name came from, right?
Yeah, it was, what was it?
During the plague.
Yeah, you just breathe in the aromatics, and then that helps to build immunity against, you know, the bad bacteria that was over the corpses and different things like that. Yeah.
Right, because they were thieves. And so that's what they did. They put it all over their handkerchief or whatnot. They kept it over their nose and their mouth, and they were able to go in and loot these poor people's homes, whether they were dead or dying and had no ability to fight them back. And that's how they got away with it and didn't get sick. So, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm a big believer in using thieves for my cleaning and, you know, my disinfecting and trying to remove those toxic chemicals out of my house. And Young Living has great products for that. I use their concentrated cleaner. I use their laundry detergent. I use their foaming hand soap. Do you use any other of their products?
I use all of those. I use the toothpaste and the mouthwash too.
Oh, right.
Really like those. And I always have a thieves spray with me because there's bad smells everywhere. And you always run into somebody, especially this time of the year, where they're like, I just need something, you know, that kind of stuffed up, kind of whatever. And I just, you know, kind of squirt and just, if they will, have them walk into it and breathe in nice and deep. And it's a nice way to support the people around me, so that I don't have to fight off anything.
Right. You know, I make my own little sprays on tiny paper towel tissue kind of stuff. Not tissues, because I'll break apart, but the paper towel. And I'll put them in a little pouch and close it up. And then when I go on an airplane, I look like a nut. I take out and I'm cleaning the tray table and I'm cleaning, you know, the air vent and the handles and whatever. When people look at me, I say, no, it's not Lysol. This is essential oil. It's not going to hurt anybody. People can be sensitive though to certain smells.
They can. And I find with what I do, usually it means that they have more chemicals in them, which is what is kind of causing the issue. And so that it's really kind of a meter to say, you know, you could probably use some detoxifying or, you know, some products to help you get to a point where you're not uncomfortable with that.
So, you know, once you started using them and feeling better on yourself, and then you became, you know, you really do become a believer. And it's, for some people, it's very surprising. One of the products I love, it's hard to get, is RC, because that's excellent for helping kind of stave off a cold, right?
Yeah, it's good. I kind of, the RC, I'm not exactly sure what it stands for, but I like to call it like respiratory control, because it's good for the, you know, it seems to be the chest and the lung area that resonates the most with that particular blend.
Right, right. And certain blends and certain singles are real helpful for detoxifying the body and assisting in organ assistance. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you which one is for the thyroid, but there are blends or singles that when used with a carrier oil over the thyroid can help improve the function. So you think about that. That is, it's not magic. It's true. And a lot of this is backed in science, which I really like to hear.
Yeah. And it makes, you know, it's backed, and then I totally just lost what I was going to say to you. It was
cool. You got it. We got to get you a whiff of something, and that'll help bring it back, right? Don't you love that? Talk about me or I'm gone, you know? It's gone. You know, I want to hear about the raindrop technique that you utilize, because I've experienced it, but I want you to explain that to people.
So the raindrop technique, it utilizes oils, and what it is, it's pretty oil intensive. Sometimes, you know, especially people that are, you know, hoping not to hurt, but hoping to do something, you know, really positive and kind of jumpstart some detoxifying and stuff. It's it can be done in two pieces, so that if they really feel like, no, this is enough, this is all I can do, then we can, you know, work with the feet and then add in the second half of it at a later time. So it's good that way, because it, you know, whatever the body's response is really, you know, what we want to make sure works well for the client. But what it is, it's a detoxifying process where you utilize some of the reflexology points on the feet. And we call it VitaFlex. It was a term coined by Stanley Burroughs, who, with or without oil, the actual mechanics of it works very well to work with the person's body and kind of put their energy back into their body and create, you know, an oxygenating environment where the body can breathe and it can, to try to bring it back to homeostasis, because that's where the body, you know, if it's in balance, it can heal and repair. So the part of the foot that we work on and concentrate on actually corresponds to the spine. So before we ever put an oil on the spine, we've already worked the area. So the spine, you know, is ready. It's ready for more. And so we just, again, we're applying the oils. We're doing just some light little, you know, not even really massage. We're just, you know, working the oils in. And then we end that with some nice moist heat over the back, because we all know water and oil, they don't mix. So what happens is, you know, the properties of the oil draw deeper into the body and stay away from that, you know, moist surface layer. So, and it's just a very rejuvenating, you know, relaxing. People, I hear they, you know, they sleep better that night. You've got all of the oils in you. You can have lasting effects for up to almost a week as the body, you know, because nothing's magic, nothing's instant, you know, so it continues to do its work even after the session's over.
Right, and moms helping their babies, they use a little lavender on the soles of their feet, and that can help relax the baby and actually help them with their sleep. And these points on the bottoms of your feet, this has been mapped out for years. This is not anything new.
Correct.
Right, and we have some of those mapping points on our palms as well, right?
That is correct. And they pretty much mirror the feet, you know. So what if you had somebody that, unfortunately, you know, whether due to an illness or an accident or something, they didn't, you know, they were missing a foot or a leg or something, you can actually still do raindrop, because you're working along the hands and then you would work the back. So it's pretty unique, because you can customize it to, you know, almost everyone.
All right, so let me give you a scenario. I come to you and I've had a lot of flu-y symptoms and kind of joint pain. What would you think about, right? Write that to help me.
I would definitely think about the raindrop. Some of the oils used are like your peppermints and your wintergreens and marjoram and basil, which all have properties that are known for anti-inflammatory, as well as aiding in relaxing the muscles, whether voluntary muscles, involuntary muscles. So it's a way for the body to relax and to get in and oxygenate. And at the cell level is where it does its work. It'll, you know.
I'm just wondering, do you happen to, on your website, have a picture of the reflex points, the Vita points?
I don't have that. We have some video to try to explain the modalities that we do.
Okay.
You know, we have done classes actually where people will actually come, we talk about this, and then we do their feet. So they leave with something tangible and then decide, you know what, I think I want to experience the whole thing.
Right. Right. And again, it's not toxic in terms of, you know, finding the right way for that right person. It may take a couple of times.
Right, exactly. And I know there's a book with statistics about people that have had them, and it's a very, very 1 or 2% of people that say that, you know, that's not for me. But the other 98%, they're like, sign me up again. You know, they're not worried about doing it again. And I mean, I've had tons of them over the last 8 years, you know, just being involved in it. And I still, you know, it's something you can do quite often, and especially through these next 6 months or so where people are inside and, you know, our air quality isn't the best. And
can people learn to do it themselves?
They can, and they can learn it. I actually am an instructor through the Academy of Integrated Therapies where we teach it, and people can learn it, even if they're just caregivers, you know, want to understand a little bit about how you can help someone who's even bedridden. There's some other, you know, you can help to move the lymphatics and different things like that. So, yeah, just to work amongst family members or somebody that already is in the industry and they want to add it to their list of services that they offer.
Would it be appropriate for someone who does massage or acupuncture? Is that the type of professional you would be thinking about?
That's where you'd want, yeah, that's the realm where it fits in really well, you know, because sometimes it's just... not to take away from other services, but it enhances, and, you know, people can decide, you know, I really want that boost with the oils or just a traditional massage or a Swedish or, you know, for my acupuncture. So it fits well in that realm.
Now, you're going to be taking part in a conference, and I know that these podcasts will be listened to at different times, and I apologize for you listening to this in 2020 and you missed it, but there are ongoing conferences with the Central Mass Line Foundation, and we've got one coming up in November. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so this one here is a Saturday. It's November 16th, and it is the first year that we're utilizing the Sturbridge Host Hotel and Conference Center. So I'm really excited about that. I think with the bigger venue closer to the Connecticut border, we're really opening it up for more people to attend as well as professionals. So I'm excited about that. The conference runs, it's a one-day conference from 9 to 4:30. And at the door, you can purchase tickets, or in advance, you can get your tickets. So you save $10 purchasing in advance, and you can get those.
Yeah, where are they looking to get them?
So what you can do, it's centralmassconference.com, and it's Mass, M-A-S-S. So, or you could contact Michelle Miller at centralmasslime@gmail.com, and you can inquire about getting tickets that way.
So are you going to be a vendor?
I'm actually going to be at the table part-time with the detox shop. We're all trying to man that, Michelle and her husband Ken and myself, and also Suzanne, who works at the detox shop. And so we're there to explain the different services that we offer, as well as the other services offered by the detox shop. And then I'm also going to be speaking about frequency in essential oils and why that's important, and to try to clarify just, you know, the whole oil thing, and why should you do this? Why shouldn't you do this? Who said that? Who said what? You know, because it's a matter of educating and letting people know, you know, how it all fits together.
Right. And it does. We are frequency. Every part of our body has a different frequency, and all the oils have different frequencies, and that's how we can match them up. I have a table at the conference as well for my practice, Pursue Wellness. My daughter, Kara, who's our registered dietitian, will be there as well. And my husband and I will be speaking to those that really want to learn about saving their relationships due to, you know, a terrible Lyme illness that really brings people apart. So I'm excited to talk to people about that, because it's really difficult. It's difficult when you're sick for a period of time. You know, I laugh because I have a friend who says, that's it, got a cold 3 days, That's all the sympathy you get from me. So that's it. You know, after 3 days, you got to get off the couch, God forbid. But when you have something like an illness like you had for an extended period of time, like many of the listeners who are still going through an illness and haven't gotten over that hump to feel better, it's difficult because you really need your family and friends. You know, everybody. Yeah, go ahead.
And when people find that not only are they kind of alone, and then you've got people that, and I believe that some of that is because family members just don't understand, you know, and just to help them really understand so they can be there to support someone, you know, going through that. So that's huge. What time are you speaking? Do you know?
I don't. I'm not quite sure.
I'll be able to sit in on your talk as well.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, we'll have to ask Michelle about that one. But that is a great thing. It's really good because we learn from each other, you know. This may be a complete introduction to people who are learning about or really didn't know much at all about essential oil. And I think between you and I, we got we made them understand that they really need to look into the company that they're purchasing them from, that they need to know that all oils are not created equal. And just because they say natural doesn't mean that they're pure. And we really need to focus on things that can be organic because of the things that are tainted. There's pesticides, there's other toxic chemicals. And again, some companies are trying to spread that oil thin to make more money, and that's unfortunate. So if anyone has any questions or concerns or would like to try any oils, especially from the Young Living family, you can contact Deb, you can contact me, and we'll be happy to explain more or offer you the ability to purchase even one bottle. You know, some people just start with one and then they are like, oh, I really like this. What else can I do? And then they become interested because they find that it's very effective and helpful to their body, to their family. My husband's great about the lavender at night. He's like, give me your toes. Do you have any other things to add to our talk here?
If an oil can fill a need for you, you know, that's really where to start. If you can help somebody because the need is there and it's just something simple and inexpensive, it's the best place to start.
It is. It is. And Deb's website is OILSOF, like Frank, EDEN.US /about-US/. And if that's too much, please go to my website and you'll find it under the information about the podcast. This has been really informative, Deb, and I really, really, really hope that people will, you know, it spurs their curiosity so that they're really starting to think, well, what else can I do? And I thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. It's really good. It's great to learn from someone who's got that experience. For everybody who has been listening, this is yet another episode of Living with Lyme. We encourage you to subscribe to the website, www.livingwithlyme.us, and get your free recipes there. It's real important that you learn to eat as best as you can, especially when you're not well. And for those that are interested in learning more about how to get healthy, you can look for us at www.pursuewellness.us. We do offer a free consult call. So until the next time, everybody, enjoy your day and start smelling good, if you know what I mean. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Living with Lyme. We'd like to take another moment to thank our sponsors. Botanical medicines are an important part of an integrative Lyme disease program. Biocidin from Biobotanical Research is a professional strength, broad spectrum formula that has been extensively researched for effectiveness as a nutritional support in Lyme and co-infections. University studies have shown that this combination of plant medicines is also effective on biofilms that may be hampering treatment as well as providing broadly acting herbal support. The liposomal form of biocidin, called biocidin LSF, is used by Lyme-literate physicians such as Dr. Richard Horowitz and Dr. Jill Carnahan. Ask your practitioner about biocidin LSF and visit biocidin.com for more information. Master Supplements. Does living with Lyme ever get overwhelming and finding the right support seem difficult? Well, Master Supplements can help. Master Supplements specializes in probiotics, enzymes, and fiber that help support digestive and immune health during and after antibiotics. Master Supplements products provide results that you can feel working with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Their staff is available to help you decide which products and programs are right for you. Master Supplements is dedicated to science-based products with the highest standards of quality control. Visit master-supplements.com for more information or call and talk to a team member at 800-926-2961. That's master-supplements.com or 800-926-2961. Thanks so much again for listening to Living with Lyme. We'd like to remind you that if you have not done so already, please subscribe to the podcast. You can visit our website at livingwithlyme.us so you make sure you don't miss any episodes. Until next time, thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.